Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 29 September 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia records a rise in new COVID-19 infections with 12,434 cases detected in the last 24 hours, taking the cumulative total to more than 2.2 million. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said Sarawak recorded the highest number of cases at 2,967, followed by Selangor with 1,362 and Johor with 1,289. For active cases and new deaths can be found on the website of COVID Now after midnight. Potential voters to verify their personal information for the pre-registration of automatic voters that will be held from October 1st until October 31st, the Election Commission notified today. According to its secretary, Dato Ikmaluddin Isha, those aged 18 and above who have yet to register can check and verify their details or to object to the EC prior to their automatic enrollment as voters. Ikmaluddin said the information on the 5.8 million would-be voters will be displayed for them to review and verify. On the international front, Fumio Kishida is set to become Japan's new prime minister after winning his party's leadership vote earlier today. The former foreign minister will replace Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, who decided to step down after just a year in office. The 64-year-old will be confirmed as the new premier in a vote in parliament on October 4th and will then lead his party into general elections that will have to take place by November. Meanwhile, Australians will be denied access to CNN's Facebook pages after a court ruling allowed publishers to be liable for defamation in public comment sections, as the social media firm refused to help it disable comments in the country. Boxing star Manny Pacquiao says he is retiring from boxing to focus on the biggest fight of his political career. Pacquiao is planning to run for Philippine presidency seat in next year's elections. The two-term congressman was elected for a six-year term in the Senate in 2016 and is up for re-election in 2022. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.